Jared Gomes here joining you, and I am joined by
Alex.
Perfect. And you are going to be part of the Peace Players upcoming performance. Are you excited?
I am excited. It's always a pleasure to be able to get back on stage after everything has been closed down for so long.
For those who don't know you, if you want to like introduce yourself a little, what role will you be playing?
Oh, well, my name is Alex Cartwright. I'm from the Peace region. I've been involved with Peace Players for years and years. I always enjoy working with Dave. I play the role of Connie. She's a news anchor, and she's a star in her own mind. So we should have that in common.
So you said you've been part of a couple productions before?
Yes, I've done lots of musical theater productions with Dave. I've worked with Don Weaver in the past. I've done the children's shows. So I really grew up with Peace Players, and my home definitely feels like the Athabasca Hall.
Do you want to tell me a little bit about this upcoming show in particular? What's it about?
Well, it's about three best friends who gather to play a round of golf in honor of their friend who recently passed away. And they're joined by another woman. And throughout the course of the game, they learn things about each other and discover things about each other. And I think the thing that I enjoy the most about this play is it's very authentic and it's very relatable.
Okay. It sounds like, a little bit of an intense topic. What do you think is the target audience for the play?
Well, there is some adult content just as far as discussion goes, but I think that any adult can relate to it, whether it's marriage troubles or loss or processing grief. I think it's really relatable for a wide range of audiences, and I hope that people give it a chance.
So what do you think is like the one hook? Why should people come see this thing? What can really bring people in, you think?
Well, I know this town and they love to laugh, and there's some really, really witty dialogue, some really good jokes. And the girls have just a really good sense of timing and expression. And I think just having a night out and enjoying a laugh with your partner or your friend or even by yourself is really just a really nice way to spend the evening.
And what did you do in particular to prepare for your role? Was it just getting ready, or did you have like a certain method? Or
well, it's a golf play and I do not golf. So there was a lot of practice swinging so that I didn't fall off balance, or, you know, luckily the balls are invisible. So I don't have to worry too much about actually connecting. But definitely getting into that athletic frame of mind took some work.
The scenario is like all around kind of the golf course. Is that kind of the main setting? Will it take place in other places, or is it mainly in kind of this golf area?
It does take place primarily on the golf course. There is a brief scene kind of at the end in the lot. One thing to look out for and be amused by is our groundskeeper, who's played by Mike Patterson. He's a grumpy old man, and I don't mean just in the play, but we're grateful for him, and he'll give the audience a good laugh too. We really enjoy working with him.
So I've heard there's a lot of kind of secrets and gossip in this play. Can we expect a lot of plot twists, or maybe our expectations to be toyed with a bit?
Oh, now I can't give too much away, you know that. But yes, there's a lot of things that are revealed. And I think that's one of the things that's the most enjoyable about it, is it's going to keep you guessing what's going to happen on this hole, what's going to happen in this scene. But again, nothing is so far out of the boundaries that you wouldn't be able to relate in it in your personal life or someone that you know. And I think that that's part of what makes it so interesting.
Now, of course, lots of great acting. Is there going to be some music in the play?
There may be a little touch of music. It is not a musical. It is very dialogue heavy. Yeah, there might be a little bit here and there. I love a good song, and I think so does Dave, so we can't really resist putting a little bit in there.
What are some of your favorite songs just in general?
Oh, generally speaking, it kind of covers a genre. We do touch on some Irish folk music in the play, which is a passion of mine. I do love folk songs. Don't tell anybody this, but country's not my strongest suit. I like songs that make you feel, and I do find that folk songs really bring out emotions and bring out memories, so that's a really favorite genre of mine.
So how much prep work has kind of gone into this whole production? When did this kind of start? How much kind of work has gone into this one?
Well, I know from an emotional and work investment Dave has put in years, because he is trying to get the show off the ground for a while now. Of course, due to closures and then some scheduling conflicts, it's been pushed back a few times. So I've been with him from the beginning. So we've kind of just been waiting. We're like horses at the gate, ready to get this show out. He always puts in an incredible amount of work. His partner, Anne, as well. And of course, Mike, you know, running the sound, running the lights. Those guys, the hours they put in the hall and out, it's something just truly commendable. And we're so grateful for them.
Do you know approximately how many people are part of this production?
Yes, it's a smaller production. So there's four of us on the stage. Dave is directing, Anne is his producer, and Mike is doing lights and sound and a little cameo on stage here and there. And then we also have painters for the sets. But I do know that Dave and Mike were primarily in charge of most of the production, the construction.
Wow. Yeah, small group getting a lot done.
Yes, we are small but mighty, as we like to say.
And you've been with the group a while. Do you think this, of course, you'll do probably more after this as well?
Oh, I just don't think I could ever stop, you know. there is some alumni there, Inez and Mandy and myself. We've done quite a few shows. Our new girl is Kelly. She's wonderful. We're so happy to have her. We love new talent. We love fresh faces and new ideas. And she is just an absolute marvel on there. She is unbelievable for her first show. I really can't believe it.
Now, you, of course, also have a full-time day job. How do you balance that with, of course, performing as well and getting ready for this play?
You know, I am just really very lucky to have family that lives close by. I have a wonderful partner who supports me in my dreams and in my ambitions. My boss as well, she's very accommodating. I'm here now doing this interview. It's really the support of the community and the community that comes to watch. I mean, I do it so that I can share this with the community. And so when they give back and they come and attend, it really is just, it's such a blessing.
And do you know offhand the show times and where people can go to get tickets?
We start at 8 o'clock. Of course, we'll be there at, you know, 6 to do the hair and makeup. But they can get tickets either online or they can go to the Quality Inn Hotel and get tickets at the front desk.